everybody. Thanks for joining us for another edition of the Truckee Tahoe Real Estate Review, sponsored by the Schaller family of Dixon Realty. Today we're going to discuss shared ownerships, and we actually have a guest on board who is a shared ownership developer. Currently we have an offering available in North Star in the Iron Horse North building. This is an appropriate time to bring him on because we are actually historically this next 4 month period is the busiest point in the year to be buying or selling shared ownerships in general. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce you to Chez. Chez, why don't you actually introduce yourself there?
Hi, everybody. This is Chez Chakin from Blue Meadow Properties.
So Chez, let's talk about how you view shared ownerships.
Yeah, let me explain a little bit what shared ownership is and how it is different from, for example, timeshares or destination clubs. In this case, you are buying a share of a real piece of property.
And so, Chez, in your development, how do you deal with ownership? Or in other words, how is the ownership held?
In this case, you own it fee simple, which means that you can sell it at any time. It's a willed real property. You can gift it if you wish. And you do pay property taxes on your share of ownership.
And so in your development, what share are you actually buying?
In our case, in the village at North Star, we are selling 8 shares in the property. So each owner has a piece of the real property, the 1/8 share.
So Chez, why don't you share with the audience how people deal with financing in this sort of situation?
Nowadays, what's happened is that banks are collateralizing against shared ownership. So what that means is that you, as a fractional owner, can finance your fraction without encumbering the other shares, which is really important because now what the bank has accepted your share as a collateral.
And Chez, in this property, who are the other 7 owners? So if I want to buy in, who are the other 7 people I'm buying in with? And how does that all work?
In this case, it might sound a little frightening to want to purchase a property with 8 other people or 7 other owners that you don't know, or even maybe with 7 other owners you do know. But what we've done at Blue Meadow Properties is we've provided a legal framework. We've gone to some of the most experienced attorneys in creating shared ownership documents, and they've put together a very strong document which really dictates the usage, when people use it, what, you know, can they rent it? In our case, we can rent certain times, and a usage schedule. Who does the maintenance? We have reserves. So as the furniture gets used, we replenish the furniture. And the whole idea is not only owning a fraction of the property, but also having a hassle-free vacation. So at Blue Meadow Properties, what we do is we maintain the property for you. So you show up and everything's ready, and it's real property.
So in your opinion, what's really driving the demand for shared ownership?
Well, now with real estate prices for second homes has gone up pretty exponentially in the last 5 or 10 years, and people still want that lifestyle. And so, you know, in shared ownership, you get that lifestyle, and you might actually get a little more because they're very rich in amenities. Again, it's hassle-free. The maintenance is taken care of. It also appreciates with other real estate, unlike timeshares, for example, and you're getting all this at a great value.
You know, in a certain sense, it almost seems like the shared ownership concept almost came out of nowhere. Not that we haven't had it. I mean, shared ownerships have been around here for some time, but it really hasn't come into its own until recently. What do you think?
Shared ownership is becoming much more commonplace throughout the United States. It started in Colorado, basically in Beaver Creek, and then it went out, it expanded. Now we see it in Hawaii. We're seeing it a lot in California, in Florida, and they're saying even Robb Report came out saying that this is the growth area for shared ownership.
So, being a developer in this industry, you probably see a lot of the new trends that are coming down the pipeline. What are those trends as you see them, and how is your company adapting to them?
You see a lot of voluntary exchanges coming up where people are saying, well, I have my 45 days in Lake Tahoe, but I would like to spend a week in Chamonix or in Hawaii or in Cabo. And a lot of exchanges are popping up, and people, both informal and formal, and of course we allow for that, voluntary exchanges, and people are exchanging their homes. And this seems to be really the trend in upscale second homes.
So, Chiz, we've talked a little bit about the short-term market factors in terms of the next 4 months being very, very popular to purchase shared ownerships historically. But what do you think about the longer view in terms of shared ownerships in the area and the timing of buying now?
Well, the time is right now because it's becoming very commonplace. I believe that in the next 5 years, you'll see an exponential growth in shared ownership.
So let's talk a little bit more about the project that you're doing right now in the Village at North Star. And actually, in that capacity, it probably makes sense to start with the Village itself. What are your takes on the Village?
If you haven't been there, it's just an absolutely fantastic place. I mean, it has the essence of being a European village, if you will. Beautiful skating rink in the center. We have restaurants. There are a few bars, a lot of shops. Just a great place to be. We have underground parking, which is excellent because the minute you get to the Village, you never really need to get in your car again. Because then when you come down, and if it's in the winter, you're skiing, we have the ski valet that will take care of your skis. You know, in the morning you come down, go to the Alpine Club, which, by the way, is a private club, part of the Tahoe Mountain Club, have continental breakfast, have them hand you your skis, and head up to the mountain. I mean, it's just a great place.
So, Chiz, let's talk about the unit a little bit. What are some of the things that make it special?
We're really excited about it. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath condo unit. And within the unit, of course, you know, we have the concierge service, which is great. We furnished it. There's a lot of craftsmanship that's gone into it, a lot of woodwork within the unit, a stone fireplace. We've included an internet terminal, so for those who want to be on 24/7, we have the internet terminal. And we've also added flat-screen LCD TVs throughout the unit. And, of course, there's a great view. I mean, what else could you want? You should come to our website if you want to, and there's some really great photographs of the unit. Website address is bluemeadowproperties.com.
And, of course, you can also, if you want to check out some more pictures of that, you can go to the website that we set up for Blue Meadow Properties, which is 2203ironhorsenorth.com. 2203ironhorsenorth.com. So, more than that, Chiz, let's talk a little bit about the Tahoe Mountain Club.
If you haven't been there, you should visit it. You know, it includes a pavilion, golf courses. We have three swimming pools. And what's exciting for me and families, I think, we have their kids programs. So there's the activity camp or sports camp, and the kids absolutely love that. So it's really a lifestyle. I mean, we, you know, it's part real estate, but you're really buying into the lifestyle, I think. And you're going there, it's completely hassle-free. I mean, you arrive there, you have the concierge, they help you check in if you want. Although, you know, some people prefer to avoid that, and that's perfectly doable.
So, Chiz, what about Blue Meadow Properties? What other kind of things are you looking at? Where is your development business taking you now?
Our future at Blue Meadow Properties, we're really focusing on drive-to locations because we think that these are fractional second homes where people are looking for value and something people can use flexibly. You know, they decide this weekend, let's go, and you can go there. So, you know, we're looking at drive-to locations. We love the Village at North Star. We'll probably be expanding there. In North Star. There are other areas of Tahoe that we like as well. We've also looked in Europe on Lake Como, Chamonix, Samaritz, Cortina, these places. And, you know, the market there is ripe because, again, the values, property has gone up so much that people can't afford the second homes. We really think it's a value proposition. And so we're really excited about being in this market today. And we think it's a great time for shared ownership in second homes. Let's not forget, one more project we're working on in San Francisco. We've seen a lot of our clients are interested in having second homes in cities as pied-à-terre. And here, too, there's a value proposition. And we've partnered with a developer in San Francisco. And the building is called Nob Hill Commons. It's coming soon. And we'll be offering fractional shares there.
Well, Chiz, I really want to thank you for coming on the show. We're about out of time for this podcast, but if you have any questions about this or any other projects here in the Truckee Lake Tahoe area, feel free to give us a call, 530-550-5009, or you can shoot me an email at Kane, K-A-N-E, at Schallers.net. I want to thank you for tuning in to the Truckee Tahoe Real Estate Review, and good luck out there in the market.